The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. "Ask for a sign, Ahaz would not." And Isaiah says to him, "The Lord God will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive and bear a son." To conceive as a virgin and to give birth as a virgin. That's what it means. Talking about the perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother. Before her conception, before she became pregnant, she was a virgin, which the gospel clearly states. You have found favor before God. A virgin betrothed to Joseph. All of this was happening. "How can this come to pass, since I have no relations with a man?" she said. She was a virgin before. She was a virgin during and after. How do we know about her being after, when her son was dying on the cross? If Jesus had a brother or a sister, he would not have said, "John, behold your mother." Away from the perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother, I wanted to reflect on what she said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." What does that mean? "I am your servant," in another translation. The Greek word is doule. Doule means to belong. We do know the work of a servant, to assist. The servant assists. You may have a servant who does not belong to you, but just does her job or does his job. But doule means, "I belong to you. I am totally yours. I'm all yours." When she said that, even without clarity, even without understanding what the message was, she said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord," in obedience. Today we celebrate the day heaven touched earth. Today, we celebrate when The incarnate Word became flesh. The pregnancy of Mary. What a day to celebrate. We've had how many days of Lent now? 31 days. 9 more days. But today, it's celebrated as a solemnity. Which other day was celebrated as a solemnity? Saint Joseph. So we thank the Lord for giving us this noble woman. The entrance song we sang, teach us wisdom. Even when things are not clear, teach us wisdom. Even when we have doubts, teach us wisdom. The recessional hymn is, open my eyes, Lord. Open my ears, Lord. Sometimes we hear people talk to us. Are we truly paying attention? Do we really listen? Do we really listen? The Lord can be saying something to us. We can be hearing Him, but are we listening to Him? To listen requires a deeper attention, concentration. And this is what Mary did. She listened. She paid attention and said, well, even when it is not clear, let it be done to me according to your word. May we have the grace to always seek out the will of God, search the will of God, know the will of God, and follow the will of God. Amen. Amen.